Genesis, thank you for appearing on the Justice League News Hour. Your cartoon is certainly gaining a tremendous amount of popularity. Can you provide us with a quick background on the events or the issues that you're depicting in your cartoon?
Thank you for having me today on your show. The issue my cartoon is depicting is the problem of biased stereotypes against different ethnicities. For example, as a black woman, I've noticed that sometimes when I'm walking on a different block in the city, people stare at me, wonder if I'm going to steal something. One time, I went in a store downtown, and the manager told me I couldn't bring my bag in for safety reasons. I think I was discriminated against because if it was a young white female, I think he wouldn't have stopped her. I think most people first think of the differences between themselves and those that are not like them. They think about what the other groups look like or what they wear. They also take it so far as that they dress it up to make it a costume.
Genesis, yours is certainly an inspirational story. What inspired you to create this important image?
The thing that inspired me to create this cartoon image were some memories I had with my friends who are biracial. People would ask me, am I okay, or do you know who this white lady is? It makes me very offended that people just assume about these topics, and I know that I have been stereotypical too, but I don't say it out loud. This is one reason I want to try to get people to move away from this huge problem in our society. I also remember the famous actor Julianne Hough wore blackface to acculturate to Crazy Eyes, who plays on the Netflix series Orange is New Black. I thought this was really interesting, and I started reading this topic more to get more knowledge than I already had. I started to draw my cartoon.
What reaction are you hoping that your cartoon will get?
I'm hoping this cartoon impact will help people come to the realization of what happens in everyday life. I want people to feel sorry for what they're doing because it is wrong. Just don't feel sorry for yourself, feel sorry for us, the blacks. Maybe my view is more biased towards African Americans, but I bet every day in Chicago, at least one black male or female is abused, shot, or even killed. The news doesn't care about every single black person that gets shot or murdered. They only like to report the massive tragedies that happen. They make it our fault for wearing comfortable clothing at night while walking outside. That's all stereotypes. It's not fair to me, my family, and the whole black community, and I'm tired of it. This is why I hope this cartoon provokes a vast discussion about what's actually happening in our city, not what the news is saying while hiding behind a screen, a secondary source you could even say.
You're clearly very passionate about your topic. Why did you feel this was such important information to share?
This is important information to share on this topic because I don't think we should have to assimilate to this ideology of what we are not. We are all human beings. Just because we don't look or act the same doesn't mean we are not made up of the same things. People should really know what's happening right outside of their own door.
Genesis, thank you so much for being on our show. Listeners, please stay tuned for more information on this hot topic.